Sports Day for Toolmart, the complete tool centre, serving WA for over 40 years.
Great to have your company. Shortly, Jamie Graham, the assistant coach of the Fremantle Dockers, is going to join us. And then that'll be followed with the chat that I had with Carlton Cole, the former West Ham striker, and also Ledley King, the outstanding defender for Tottenham Hotspur, who played over 300 games for Spurs and was also involved in a couple of World Cup campaigns. And as I said, in over 300 games, only got 8 yellow cards. And you'll say in the chat, because it was recorded a bit earlier today, that even some of those were dubious. It's a great chat. Make sure you listen in. That's coming up shortly. Just on the SMS, the Temper at Bedshed text machine, 0487 736 736. Bedshed are the experts in Temper mattresses, pillows and adjustable bases. Check the range of Temper products in store or visit bedshed.com.au. G'day, Pete. As a Freo supporter, I'm certain we will respond this week in a big way and wouldn't be surprised if Freo win by 10 goals. Sorry, Kanga supporters. Love your show. That's Nick from Canning Vale. Good on you, Nick. Thanks for getting on the Temper at Bedshed text machine. Appreciate you listening here to SENWA. Wherever you may be listening, of course, around the network on SEN Spirit 621 in Bunbury and the southwest. We've also got SEN Peel Digital Radio, that's DAB+. Also 1611 SEN Goldfields and on the SENWA app. Just updating the cricket, Victoria 6 for 134, 6 for 134. I tell you what I'm really interested in is the balls that Ashley Chandrasinghe is facing. He's faced 174 balls for 29 not out. And he opened the batting. And currently now Victoria are 6 for 134. He's on 29 and Perry on 1. Aaron Hardy has just finished his over. He's got 1 for 26. Freo Dockers, as we wait to get the man on, Jamie Graham. Don't forget, Freo Dockers memberships, you can save $60 with a six-game pass today. Yes, a six-game pass is the best way to catch Freo footy live this season. And just repeating the other big announcement today is that the Festival of Football is coming back to Perth. Those games jotted down, the Perth Glory are involved, which is good to see, actually. They're taking on West Ham United on Saturday, July 15. And then 3 days later, on Tuesday, July 18, we have got West Ham taking on Tottenham Hotspur. So two big games. Just check basically the websites of the Perth Glory and regarding the tickets. In fact, I might have some information on where you can secure tickets here. I might bring that to you a little bit later on in the program because we're about to go to Jamie Graham in just a moment. But I gather, judging on certainly the response to these games over the years when the likes of Manchester United and Leeds and Chelsea have come here to Perth and played at Optus Stadium, the crowds have certainly come. And I know that certainly West Ham have got a very big supporter base here in Perth, Western Australia. Just hope the only thing they need to do is make sure they survive and don't get relegated from the Premier League because they're one of those clubs sitting towards the foot of the Premier League table at the moment. Jamie Graham is a good fella. He's a very astute football person and he's on the coaching staff at the Fremantle Footy Club. It's his second season there, together with Justin Longmuir, and he joins us on the program. Justin, thanks for your time.
G'day, Pete. Thanks for having me.
How are you?
Going well. Yeah, obviously we're a bit disappointed with the result on the weekend, but we took some learnings out of that and anchored and really look forward to North Melbourne this week.
Yeah, exactly. That was last week. We've got another game this week. You're home on Saturday afternoon against North Melbourne. It is a long season. People can't forget that. In the end, as they say, one game doesn't make a season. And if you've learnt from the result last week, let's hope you can be better for it this week. Are there going to be any likely significant changes to the Fremantle Dockers lineup from that visit to St Kilda last week?
No, not wholesale changes. Bailey Bamford will come into the starting lineup. He was our sub on the weekend, and Josh Tracy, it will come out of that, the starting lineup. We've obviously still got a bit of time before we decide on who our sub will be, but that'll be the change to the starting 22.
Son, Michael Walters, a veteran, how did he go during the course of the week? Because he's been certainly one of the players speculated on where he's at.
Yeah, Sonny's going well. He obviously missed a bit of training with his Achilles. He played about close to 50 minutes at Peel and looked well and got through that fine. So, yeah, we just decisions made around his long-term health and how it's going to go. So, but he's in a good space mentally and physically. He's building. So he'll be, once he's ready to go for a full game, he'll be right.
Good stuff. How was Nat Fyfe? He's a very experienced campaigner. How was he handling the new world? Because he came in for, unfortunately, a bit of criticism post the game on the weekend.
Yeah, people were pretty quick to forget. I think a couple of weeks or a week prior to that, everyone was tipping in to kick 50 goals. And it's a tough gig sometimes forward. And we had opportunities and we let ourselves down as a line. But, yeah, Fyfe's been around long enough. He knows to stay balanced. And, yeah, he had some things out of the game that he's learnt from. And he's still growing in this role. And he'll look to implement those this week. And, yeah, we're really happy with the way he's progressing in this role. And we've seen what he can do the previous games and especially against Port. So it'd be nice if he can put his best foot forward this week.
Everybody's an expert, as you would have found out this week, Jamie. When you came back from Melbourne, everybody would have given you, and certainly the coaching staff, their two bobs worth, as we mentioned. Everybody's an expert. But saying that, one of the common themes was, we're wondering whether Fremantle regularly can kick winning scores with the forward setup. Are you confident that that certainly will be solved going forward, that you can kick significant scores that'll win you games?
Yeah, look, we showed last year that we had games definitely where we did it, but we lack consistency in that area. And again, it reared its head on the weekend. But we're confident if we can have 65 inside 50s, there's a lot of KPIs that we're really happy with. And clearly we let ourselves down with our connection and making the most of those opportunities. So, yeah, we've learnt some areas that we could have making more of those opportunities, and we've still got some new guys. Jackson's new to our structure. Fyfe's learning, so there's plenty of growth there. But yeah, we're confident in our setup and being able to kick winning scores going forward.
How's Cool Hand Luke? Talking about Jackson, of course.
Yeah, Jacko's fine. He is cool. He's going well. It was his first game, and he'll be a little bit disappointed that he probably didn't play to the best of his ability, but in saying that, he still had opportunities, and he was like others who didn't quite take them. He got his hands on a few marking contests and then had a couple of quick snaps on goal which he didn't take, so yeah, he's fine and he's looking forward to this week.
I was having a chat to one of your former players who works here at SENWA, Paul Hazelby, the other day, and we're just chatting about Freo. He says, mate, what are they, and this is what Hayes said, maybe Brennan Cox could one day be an option up forward. He reckons he could work in the forward half. As we know, he does a great job in the back half. Could he be a forward alternative going forward?
Yeah, you do have to rob Peter to pay Paul at times. As we saw with his performance on the weekend, he's an outstanding key defender. He has shown he's played there previously. We've experimented. Even in my time last year, there was times he trained forward when we had a few injuries to our keys. So, there's definitely, he could do it, but it's a matter of where his best position is, and we do believe a key back's his best position. It'd have to be on a needs basis, I suppose.
Sometimes you get a feel on how the players are going to perform as you see them work on the track. Is there any difference between what they trained like last week leading into round one and what they have done this week after they've been scolded?
The boys are very consistent in the way they prepare, and that's something that we really pride ourselves on. We didn't perform the way we wanted to, clearly. We're good at learning, anchoring and moving on, and we felt we still attack train a lot we normally would. It was a 6-day break, so you probably don't get to train as much as you normally do, but I think the intensity and the way the boys went about it, they're really keen to make amends from last week and take on North this week.
Good on you, Jamie. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate your time. Good luck.
Good. Good on you, Pete.
Good on you, Jamie Graham. All right, let's go to our feature interview. Carlton Cole from West Ham and also Ledley King of Tottenham Hotspur. They're coming to Perth and I welcome them to SENWA.